And it's the Taylor Report, CIT, and we get a, now we have a chance to talk to Norman Otis Richmond. And the title of the article is The Iconic Trumpet Player Lee Morgan. And this appears in Burning Spear, November 2016. Are you there, Norman?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Glad to hear your voice. And, hey, thanks again. You've written – here at the Taylor Report, we've fallen for Lee Morgan. We really like this guy. And we're glad he's been discovered. Of course, there is this wonderful book, part of the way we came to know about Mr. Morgan, The Lady Who Shot Lee Morgan, by Larry Thomas. And I know you met Larry Thomas, and it was made also into a film. You've been following sort of the, you might say, the ripple effect. And you pointed out to me that Oscar Peterson was a big admirer of Lee Morgan, performed with him. We might play that a little later in the show, I hope. But what I got from your article that I was very struck by was how intellectual the man was, how clear he was about racial matters in the United States. And he was ready to organize people. When we think about Lee Morgan, that aspect of him is not mentioned. And you've told in your article how when I say organized, they went down and caused a scene. Tell us about that.
Before I do that, I wanted to say that Lee Morgan actually played at a benefit for the Panther 21. I don't know about whether or not Leonard Peltier was I can't get my historical thing frame of mind right.
I'm sure he liked him.
but I'm saying that
we'll make
Lee Morgan
a member.
was for political prisoners. Mm-hmm. Now, what did you want me to answer?
Well, on the matter of you, this thing that you know, in the days of Lee Morgan, when he was first becoming quite a phenomenon, a star, he was pointing out how black musicians were exploited. Performers, and there was live television, which was all pure white. And he went after them in the sense that they got demonstrations, right? They actually
tried
to upset a live TV show.
During that period of history, you had the League of Revolutionary Black Workers in Detroit. You know, like you had the Drum, which was the Dodge Revolutionary Union Movement, and you had LRUM, which was named after another plant, and the League of Revolutionary Black Workers were organizing people, men and women, at the point of production. Mm-hmm. And Lee Morgan and the other jazz musicians basically took a page out of the League of Revolutionary Black Workers and the Panthers and the other.
What's good for an automobile is good for a trumpet, huh?
Right, and they basically. Wanted to organize themselves, but they had demonstrations against Dick Cavett. You know, people probably don't know what we're talking about now, but the big talk, it would like be going on Jimmy Fallon's show and disrupting it. But they actually would went in while the shows were being taped and disrupted these people. And it got to a point where Ed Sullivan, who was used to do a really great show, mm-hmm. You know, you have to have a certain age in order to remember Ed Sullivan. But Ed Sullivan was the
important figure.
Was big, big, big. And if you hit the Ed Sullivan show, that was like
that was it. Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte must owe his origins in terms of big money to the Sullivan show, right?
Yeah. And the last Ed Sullivan show, Ed Sullivan didn't want to be confronted by these crazy Negroes, you know. Mm-hmm. So he invited them on the show. And Lee Morgan was a part of a group called, I guess, a collective black artists. And I don't know. I don't believe Lee Morgan was part of the people that were invited on the Ed Sullivan show. But Ed Sullivan invited Rahsaan Roland Kirk, who was a young man who was I don't know the politically correct term for someone that's blind. He was sighted. I want to be correct, but. Rahsaan Roland Kirk could not see, but Rahsaan Roland Kirk could see the injustice that was taking place among black people in America and around the world. So Ed Sullivan invited him on the show, and he was supposed to do a Stevie Wonder song. Mm-hmm. And he assembled a group of people. He assembled Archie Shepp, who was one of my mentors. Archie Shepp was the guy that did blues for Brother George Jackson.
Whoa.
he interviewed, he got this guy, Roy Haynes. Roy Haynes is a drummer who's still in the land of the living. So is Archie Shepard. Roy Haynes has a Barbadian background, and he also got Charles Mingus, who was an absolute, Charles Mingus is an outside character. So I think they were supposed to play a Stevie Wonder song, a love song. I forgot exactly what song it was, but instead of playing the Stevie Wonder song, they came on and they played Charles Mingus's Haitian fight song.
The Haitian fight song.
Yes, which Mingus had written in 1957. And that was Ed Sullivan. It was going to be his last show, but I guess he probably wouldn't have been on the radio, wouldn't have been on TV after that anyway. But, Archie Shepp was known for honking, and he was outside at that time, very outside player. Charles Mingus was absolutely he was outside too. Mm-hmm. And I think Roy Haynes is still in the land of the living. Roy Haynes, about 91, 92 years old. Very dapper and debonair man, and they came on and they put it this way. I guess TV was never the same since then.
Well, but no, and Lee Morgan is right in the mix, right? In other words, the organizing, the kind of necessary meetings, Morgan would have been in that. Whereas most people picture him as a dope addict who occasionally made the show.
Well, first of all, he was a very, if you ever, there's a film about him. If you see the film, I call him Morgan. Lee Morgan was very articulate. He could speak. Mm-hmm. And he was a gifted person. Like, I think when he was playing with Dizzy Gillespie when he was 18. But he was discovered when he was 16. But apart from being a great, a good musician, he was a good student, and he read himself to death. He knew about what was happening in the world. He liked some of the songs. He rewrote a song called "A Search for the New Land," which was about talking about basically a new society. He did a song called "Mr. Kenyatta." Like all of us, he was fooled by Jomo Kenyatta instead of. We all thought that
I'll take Kenyatta over the British.
Oh, yeah, but there's a such thing as neocolonialism, and Jomo Kenyatta presented that. The person who should have been the head of state of Kenya was Dedan Kimathi and General China.
So you think, I assume then, that Morgan would have figured that out written something for them.
Everybody figured that out. But, I mean, Jomo Kenyatta had to live with Paul Robeson in the same house with Paul Robeson, so Paul, Jomo Kenyatta had the burning spear. He wasn't the burning spear, but the so-called burning spear was he fooled the whole world.
Yeah, actually, now that you think, remind me that his name was always associated with the Mau Mau, and I think somebody had this idea of the Mau Mauists.
Oh, that was a guy by the name of Luke Tripp, and he was a part of the League of Revolutionary Black Workers, and he they asked him about. His political philosophy. He says, we're Mau Mau Mauists, and if you have any questions about us, you can pick up the latest issue of the Peking Review.
Well, this is great stuff. Norman Otis Richmond. Now, listen, I have to ask you before we go here. Oscar Peterson, you introduced me to, there's some clips. Tell me what Morgan came here to Canada, is that right, and performed with Oscar?
Well, but Lee Morgan went all over the planet Earth. Before he became, he got drugged out, and then after he got drugged out, he came back. But in 1960, he was in Canada on the CBC with Oscar Peterson, Ray Brown, and Ed Thigpen, and they did a version of they did a song called "Moaning," which was written by a great musician by the name of Bobby Timmons, a pianist who was with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. I should say Abdullah Ibn Brohena, that was Art Blakey's Muslim name. But the Jazz Messengers did the song "Moaning," and Oscar Peterson, you go to YouTube and you can actually see Oscar Peterson introducing Lee Morgan and also bigging him up, really talking about how great he was. But he was on CBC.
You know, that's perfect. Norman Otis Richmond, you have just introduced that song. So we're going to have to go, but we thank you very much. It's a great article about Lee Morgan in the Burning Spear for November this year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, take it easy. CIUT 89.5. We're going to hear a little bit of that, and we're going to get in touch with Chris Black, and we'll be back.